dislodge from my throat. She twirls her hair in her hand. Of course she does. She's a fucking Barbie.
Yeah, he just stepped in the shower. Who are you?
I'm Parker, his rehab coach.
Oh, I have heard so much about you. I'm Monica, the fiancé, she says, flashing her 5-carat ring.
How did I not notice that rock while she was twirling her fucking hair? Nice to meet you. I was just dropping by to let him know the hours have changed for practice tomorrow and that Tom will be there to assist him, I say flatly, proud of myself for not saying what's really on my mind.
Okay, do you want to come in and wait for him? He should be out any second.
Is she out of her fucking mind? I am totally going to be superficial and say she's a fucking airhead. No, I smile. I'm headed out of town, so if you can just let him know.
Oh, I'll totally tell him.
Ugh, is that bile coming up my throat? Thanks. Without another word, I dash down the steps and whip my cell phone out. How? How in the ever-loving fuck is this happening again? How is this possible? How many fucking people did I piss off on that karma bus? Meg answers on the first ring. Road trip. My voice cracks, and I don't know how, but she knows. She just knows I need her. I'm packing. I'll be ready in 5. A sob makes it out just as I press end and throw my phone across the car. I hope it smashes into pieces like my heart is right now. 1. 2 months before. Beep, beep, beep. Slowly, I pry my eyes open to peek at the alarm clock. Ugh, 2:23 a.m. This is going to be a long-ass day. I drag myself up to a sitting position and try to gaze through my window. The illumination of the streetlight is shining in just a bit.
Mama, is it time for school?
My beautiful 5-year-old blonde-headed baby girl asks me. No, baby. Time for Mama to go to work. Matthew will be putting you on the bus today. Don't forget. I look down at my girl and think how much things have changed for her. She was our surprise baby, the result of that one time I had too much wine in my system. We had been trying to get pregnant since Matthew turned 5. 5 years later, she showed up. The saying better late than never is fitting. We were so happy, so fulfilled. Our family was complete. Sure, it was tough since James was usually on the road, and I was the one constantly there. A stay-at-home mom. Don't get me wrong, I loved having the chance to raise my kids. James took a job with travel. At the time, it was the best decision for us. The money was great. I just wasn't counting on it being such a struggle, almost like I was a single mom. It was tough, I'm not going to lie. Getting used to the night feedings again, the teething, the diapers. It was a big adjustment. But I was so happy doing it. She was my angel. James and I were high school sweethearts, the big cliche you read about. We started with hanging around in the same circle, always flirting, always making sure the other knew where we would be. It was easy to fall in love. We were the annoying couple always looking for each other, the one that did everything together. We were attached at the hip, so much that we chose the same college. The next logical step was for us to get married. I couldn't wait to be his wife. He was my best friend, my go-to. Sure, we had problems. I mean, who doesn't? Everyone fights. If they tell you they don't, they are flat out lying to your face. We were in a slump, but that happens when a new baby is added into the mix and your other kid is growing up and you're constantly running them to one activity or another. It also didn't help that he hired himself a female assistant. God, just thinking about it makes me cringe. So fucking cliche. You think it will never happen to you, that those stories happen to other people. They happen in books. They don't actually happen to you, right? Oh, was I wrong? Imagine my shock and actual horror when I decided to surprise James on his business trip. I was in for quite a few surprises. Actually, 3. 1. I walked in quietly and found my husband pounding away at his fat-ass assistant. I'm not even saying that because I'm bitter. It's actually true. Where I have big knockers, she has a big, fat ass. Who knew I should have eaten more Big Macs to make him happy? Anyhow, I was standing there shocked at first. Right. Then I realized I'd been standing there at least 2 minutes, and he was still going strong. Seems my Minuteman is only a minute when it comes to me.